My parents always told me not to procrastinate. Get your homework done on time. Oh, it's the beginning of winter break. Why don't you get your homework done on the first day? And that way you have the whole thing to not stress about it at all. Well, apparently, the Democrats didn't have very good parents, because in the Washington legislature, they are stretching out this session as far as they can, and they left the most complicated part of it, the budget, till the very end of the session, so they could pass all their insane woke policy agenda first. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Julie Barrett, the founder, president of Conservative Ladies of America, Conservative Ladies of Washington. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
We love having you. So let's break this down for a second. They have no budget. It seems like right now we may be in for an extended session because Bob Ferguson may say, all right, everybody get back here. We don't have a budget. We can't operate anymore. How likely do you think that's looking at this point?
I think it's very likely. And I think that the Democrats would be fine with that. I think they're actually gearing up for that. Do you remember, I think it was a bill, or maybe they just talked about it, but to make the Washington legislature a year-round thing, this was a Democrat proposal.
Yes, I remember that stupidity where we said, oh, great, now they can make trouble all year long.
Right. So, I mean, if that's their mentality, that they should be doing this all the time, like, are they even ready to go home? This is kind of their main job for most of these people.
Yeah. And what's
punishing Washington taxpayers.
Right. Because you know what will happen. Oh, now that we're doing this year round, we need a pay increase and we need pensions and we need benefits and we need more of your money to waste. Right.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely insane. All right. So what is the stuff they have been working on aside from targeting Tesla?
Well, they had 23 bills actually coming up this afternoon, and we'll probably run into the evening, that are up for public hearing in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. That means that's the first time the committee will hear these. It's the first part of the process as they go across the chamber. So they're House bills. But Ari, it's Wednesday of the last week of session, and they're just now having public hearings. And then on Friday, all of these 23 bills are scheduled for executive session. So are they going to do a floor debate on Saturday? I mean, I don't see how they can end this session on time.
No,
I don't. With what's scheduled, I don't see how they do it.
All right. I got an idea. I'm tired of all these guys. Let's just burn the whole thing down. So let's just not have a budget. Let's just shut the government down. I'm all in favor of that. How about you, Julie? Because all this stuff sucks.
Well, I totally agree. I think, you're seeing a lot of these progressive groups wanting, you know, don't slash the abortion funding, because apparently there's some proposal to cut abortion funding. And so we can't have that. So Planned Parenthood did a press conference in Seattle yesterday demanding that Democrats make sure that they fully fund abortion access, because we've got to kill babies. We've got the homeless funding, all of their pet projects. None of these progressive groups can go without their pet projects. So the Democrats don't just have the common sense people and the Republicans barking at them, but they've also got the progressives and the leftists in Washington barking at them. So And look, I've never seen this, and granted, I've only been watching for 4 or 5 sessions now, but I've never seen this amount of fiscal bills in a given session.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it really, really is. And I find this entertaining. You know why? When we were doing all the Doge Washington stuff, and I still get updates and people are still doing it, when I see all that stuff, most of it is not talking about progressive special interest things. It's mostly talking about complete waste that nobody can defend. We're not talking about Planned Parenthood that we found, not that kind of stuff. It's just talking about waste, like the Jack City Rain Clubs and things nature, right? So that's close to $2 billion now with the amount of money that they found. Bob Ferguson came up with about $4 billion. But still, that's still not enough, because the budget they want to pass is for future spending, not the quote-unquote budget gap, which isn't a budget gap. It's because of their out-of-control spending that they have going on right now. And now it looks like the chickens are coming home to roost, because the progressives are mad. I mean, the progressives are mad. They may not get the limits they want on rent control right now. So the Senate's saying, what, 10%, and they wanted 7% in the House. And now they're having a pissing match back and forth about that. So it just seems like it's this war in the Democrat Party itself.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Ari, yesterday Bob Ferguson signed into law that it's House Bill 1696. You and I talked about it several weeks ago. It's the housing reparations for the historically marginalized. So where is that money coming from? I mean, like they're just passing these insane, like that's got to be, you know, that's got to be a pretty penny for the taxpayers of Washington. Complete loan forgiveness after 5 years.
Right. Right. Which really means they are right now this $16 billion number they've come up with for a budget gap, which doesn't exist, that is self-created, is really just for all the future spending they want to do. Okay, Julie, gut check. On Friday, are we going to hear an announcement about a special session sometime over the weekend? What do you think is going to happen?
I'll go with yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I hate that for you guys in Washington, but yeah, I think I don't see any other way.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of Washington and Conservative Ladies of America. Give us the website, give us the page, give us your email, give us everything so that way people can sign up and find out if your prediction is on the money this weekend.
ConservativeLadiesOfAmerica.com. You can email us info@ConservativeLadiesOfAmerica.com. We are on all social media platforms as Conservative Ladies of Washington and Conservative Ladies of America. And you can find me on X @JulieCBarrett.
Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.